Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want you to lift up your hands to heaven now and bless the name of God for his love for you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your great love for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your perfect love for us.
Yes, Lord.
We honor you, Lord, this morning. Thank you for the grace of our Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for the love of God. Thank you for the friendship of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Perfect friendship of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Perfect love of God.
Yes.
And the perfect grace of our Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, overwhelm your people today. Even in your love and in your warm embrace. We honor you, Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, we pray that you open the eyes of our understanding. And Lord God, hold us. Hold us in your warm embrace. We honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today, we want to share on the subject of kingdom finance. And I'm going to share with you from one of my unpublished books. There's a chapter that I have entitled Ruling Over Money. And I'm going to share with us on the subject of kingdom finance. God is so loving and tolerant of sinners and wicked people and evil.
And
let's move on looking at our subject for today, Matthew chapter 25. And then verse 14 downwards. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered to them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. Please underline to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who has received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. And please underline money. He went to hide the money. That should tell you that the talent is really money. Verse 19 now. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who has received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 talents more beside them. And his Lord said to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them.
Na ni oman ni mienu nusu kase mira. Medisikana ayejuma na menya mienu su diaka hoshe eni.
His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
Na okache nse mo akwapane nukwafro wedi kitu ehu nukre. Enu ti kwa weja eni jemu.
Verse 24 now, Matthew 25, verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee to be a hard man. Please underline, I knew thee.
Now was seen your deba konuma and say me ra minimu pa wutimu odne wunni suban
I need thee to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours.
Wetimu odinti medisika no kosie ye ntihwe ade a wode ma me ma san de wa ade abro me pem me ho asem.
But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received my own with interest.
Ana oru anaka che ne se no kra wonim se me metrim odin. Baby, I mean, you are in a major one for so. Baby, I mean, waiting and I'm a person who can come on. And it won't name me Suba said, Dear Tay, Uncle Fescano got to see a crab your banke. Uncle Mabana treasure back a crab a come home. Now, my dear, my dear, we are three more dim for who you are quite for papa.
May that not be said of you?
Man, Cobasin, I may be cast out for
him. It will not be said of you in Jesus' name. Right, let's finish it. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, this is a fearful one. To everyone who has, more will be given and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has,
mercy.
He's talking about money, will be taken away.
Now, Oranaka said, yo. Monje ba kuna wan fanya juma na mufama ni wenye dunu. Na esanse wa wuwa bebre ni ebe ma ubebre ne mum wa wuninu. Kakrana wuwa nupo ya beti efi unsa.
And cast the unprofitable servants into outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May the Lord add his anointing, his joy, his revelation, his grace to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
So we are looking at the subject of kingdom finance. And I want us to understand that Jesus Christ told this important parable. Jesus Christ spoke about money when he was on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because some people think that the talent over here is talking about natural ability, like the skill to play football, to play instrument, to sing, and natural skills, or maybe even spiritual skills.
Na ya na ya kenka nsa asem we ya ya dwe ya se o nyankopon no kasafa chede a odi amanipa ho se bia a chede otumide bobo otumide bo konka konka otumide tonnyom otumide ya ade bia o nyankopon de acheo.
This talent is talking about money, as in dollar. The talent was a unit of exchange. Like we have Ghana Cedi, we have British pound, we also have talent.
Na tisesedia ene yewo Ghana Cedi, yewo a dollar, yewo a pound sterling, yewo a euro no sara su ena nan kan sika ne fe talent enti ne wo kan wo ha eye sika cash ehu asem.
So Jesus is primarily talking about legal tender money.
Thank you. And it's Christo na okasa fa sika ade a yedumi tumidi kwato ade age ade legal tender.
Of course you can use the principles in this parable to also apply to natural endowments and spiritual endowments and all that, but it should not eclipse the fact that Jesus was literally talking about the Jews, the kingdom Jews of finances.
Na yebetu me dia toto ho efa achede ho de eye hunam achede ni sunsum achede na mo ni awasa yate ase ne se sa obakwa sem we ya Kristo kan ye de na okasa fa sika cash sika ho
You know, to a religious mind, it is almost blasphemous to say that Jesus spoke about money.
Say ya na yeshe ya ya dream dream wa sorry nka dwin ya wa wa sorry mu dia ya na yan pese ya kase yesu o kan sikasam ho asem.
But why didn't Jesus Christ, or why shouldn't Jesus Christ speak about money when he made it very clear that in the kingdom system that he had brought, the rival of God is not really the devil, but in the kingdom system the rival of God is mammon.
Na adentina ye bia ye wa so dem ya dwen be ya se enye kra se nka Kristo obeka sika ho asem na semu no se nyankopon ne kra eya ba kopɛ ene mammon sunsu.
So God is not competing with the devil.
And then ti nyankopon enye obunsam no ne di ako.
The devil has been crushed totally.
Obunsam dia wa shafom dada.
Jesus overcame the devil for us.
Na yesu odi obunsam no sun kuni man.
Do you know what is in competition with God in your life?
Now when the madia enu nyankopon atwe nkum ewa wabra bo mu ana.
Practically what is in competition with God is money.
Na adia enu nyankopon atwe nkum ewa wabra bo mu e sika.
You are either influenced by the Holy Spirit.
Na ebetunu abasa wonyame susun kronkron ene beja wo de.
Or you are influenced by money motive.
Ana se ubi bia wo ye biara sika ene de akire.
Either you are serving God.
Se e bia wo sumu onyankopon.
Or you are actually bowing to mammon.
Ana se wo bo wo mu ase ama mammon sunsum no.
The devil knows he is defeated.
Now bon sam de onim sey odie nyankopon de na sey na ase
da. The devil knows that he cannot stand before you.
Oh bon sam nim sey ontumi jina wani.
He knows he has no power over you when you know who you are.
Onim sey sey wonim woni peban a wo ye a onitumi wa wo so.
So clever as he is, he goes to hide behind the power of money.
Na said obon sam wonim de nti okosie sika sunsumachi.
In order to rival God.
Say ben obetumi ni wonyankopon atentam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want us to understand that Jesus actually spoke about money matters.
Me basa woti asese Kristo okasa fa sika ho.
Because in this world, money stands for influence. Can we all say influence?
Influence. And we are seeing your woman, sika jira homa, influence.
We are living in a world that is controlled by finances.
Yeah, well, we are seeing sika and ediso.
Finances determine how the world will go and how lives go.
Na sika na chese dia, and we are sebeko anasa wabra wabeko.
Everything is broken down into money. When you see money in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, you are looking at influence. God wants to have influence in this world. He wants to have influence and rulership and bring his kingdom into your life.
Onyankopon pese wonya na hinie no ene influence awa wabrabom se beya ahinie no betumi aba wabrabom.
But there is another king.
Na so ahinfu frobi wo.
And there is another master.
Na owura fufro bi wo ho.
And another person who can talk to you.
Na obi so wo ho a obetumi ne wakasa.
Another person who can direct you.
Onipa fufro bi wo so obetumi agya wo kwa ba bi e wo sa wo.
Another person who can show you how to behave.
Na ade bi wo ho so obetumi akira wo se dia wo be ye wo ho afa.
Another person who can show you what attitude you should have.
Na obi so wo ho obetumi akira wo su ni aban ye wo se wunya.
Another person who can tell you what friends to have and what friends not to have.
Na sadia no so betumi akira wo nyonko an wo se wo fa ne ni ansasa wo fa.
This person can tell you what to think and what not to think, what to do with your life.
Na sadia no ebetumi akira wo ne wo se wo de wo bra no eye.
This person is mammon or money.
Na sade we eya mammon sunsum na sika.
So God wants to influence this world.
Enu ti wo nyankopon pese wo di hini wo ye wiase.
He wants his influence to come into this money controlled world. He wants it to be a God controlled world.
Na onyankopon pese ye wiase e wo mun e be wo nyankopon na di hini na mom enye sika.
That is why we need to be careful when we are talking about money. Because it is in the center of the rule of God on this earth. The world says that he who has the gold rules.
In other
words, when if you have money, you can be in charge. Although you may not be the front person, but you are the person who speaks. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. You are the person who speaks and everybody listen. Yes. You can have all the wisdom there is in the world. You can quote all the scriptures there is in the world. Yes. But as far as men are concerned, when you do not have money, your wisdom is despised.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Every teaching of God is important. Every teaching of Christ is important. Whether it is about the Holy Ghost or it is about money. I believe that we need to bring money into the open. Like Jesus did. We don't need to speak about money in the background, in little business meeting. We have to face it squarely in church, because money is spiritual and you are spiritual and God is a spirit. So money qualifies to be in a spiritual setting like a church. Money is not just a means of exchange or a store of value and all those wonderful things you can learn in economics.
I said the economics is saying was sika ya dia ya de system sika ya dia ya tumi de kura sika ya dia eye durable tumi che when you know ho de na suni susum fam na wase ya pa hunto.
It was Jesus who said that money was a person and money was a God. He deified and personified money. Matthew says 24 when he said that you cannot serve God and mammon.
Now when Yankop Christo does sika huedi, or my young who says sika or tiseni pasu, sika yesusum, and it Christo kawa matuas and passe, what to me and sum sika na won sum yankopon.
So let us not be secretive about money.
And not mama yan katam womwe sika sam.
Let us not take it out of church.
Mamma yin fiasso.
Because the moment we do that,
say yes, pet.
The devil has a field day.
Oh, no,
and he can rule your life. When you take money out of church or out of a spiritual setting, then you are taking God out of your practical everyday life. Because in your practical everyday life, what you will do, whatever you will cannot do, and where you will go, whatever you cannot go, God Himself says that the Heavenly Father knows that you need it.
Now I say, and then you are saying, baby, I will be called, baby, I will be, baby, I will do it. Now we do need to tune you now. I see where you are through you.
And the devil will say that take it outside of church. No, we do not have to do that.
And so say, yes, sir.
Listen to me. What we have to do in church is to allow the people who are anointed of God to teach on that subject to go ahead and encourage them to teach it. And let us all of us, from preacher man to the least believer, so to speak, let us all have faith in the power of the Holy Spirit to use the words of Jesus on finances to make people do well in this life.
Hallelujah.
Let us have more faith in the power of the Holy Spirit than in the power of the flesh of men. to misuse the teachings of money.
And so say yenya dream bi ewo mra ye ka wo nyame asem a efa sika ho Kristo be pa sika ehu toma de kire yen eno ti yen ji susum kronkron a enam ne nkro fo so be kire kire sa sika sam no hu sam no atre moma yen yindi na ye hu se wo nyame susum ta san kire kire na chi na ye su yen nim de ewo so a ebetumi ama ye di nkonim.
Because some people have more faith in the flesh than in the Holy Ghost in believers.
Na ebinom wo gidie wo ye nipa sui mu ese nyame susun kunkun e wo agidifo so.
Say pastor, when you talk about these things, you cannot tell what they will do. They will go overboard, they will misapply, they will do wrong things, they will not be spiritual and all that. Who told you that?
Mercy. Ose sofo ja na wo kokka sikasam wa sori. Obi ba kikakika bia boma yi bia fim afia konya self frokra kan. Enu tin yampa se ye ka ho asem ose. Who told you that? Who are the
I have faith in the power of the Holy Spirit which is living in every believer.
Hallelujah. Mi wo jini wo nyame susun kronkron a eti ojidi ni biara mu.
That the power of the Holy Spirit is enough to glorify the right words of Jesus in the life of people who share the word of God.
Nyame susun kronkron wo tumi se asebi biara Kristo akan ye no obehye ne nyame wo ojidi ni biara abrabom.
I want us to understand, therefore, that God wants us that we would have a kingdom understanding of finances. Because some of us think that the only thing God is interested in about your money is your tithes and giving to his cause.
Na ebinum ya dwene se wonyakopon ne wodwe fa ye sika ho aye ye tight en se ye be hia ma
so. If you give your tithe to God, the rest is for you. You give God the best and then the rest is for you. You blow it. Is it the case?
Wa dwene o se wo yonyakopon ten ni wi a nan ten no oh wo de ji wani biara biara sa na wa dwene wa na.
Is it really true that in a kingdom system, only one tenth of your money is God's portion?
Na ye bi so, anaso wa hini no musu se muno. Inti wahani chemu dupe, ena yon yanko pondia.
Yes, in the Old Testament, God owned one tenth of whatever thing he gave you. But in the New Testament, it is not so.
Na wa apam da damuno.
In the kingdom system, everything, every penny, all the hundred belongs to God, including you yourself.
What? What a shock. Well, see what when you see kana when you 100% no plus. I can't wanna say when you pediano hono.
The Bible says, John 13, verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given everything to him and that he came from God and he was going to God.
Now, what can come, Yohanan Sampana was say, yes, Christo, no, him say, when you coupon the bibi biara amano, or no, if you coupon hobaya was anyako.
So everything belongs to God. Every money belongs to God. Every money belongs to God. Every asset of yours belongs to God, including you yourself. You are God's portion. You are God's heritage. He can make a demand on everything that you have, every money that you have, including you yourself.
When you coupon betumi akase wusika no de amano famano wukura pono obetumi akase fa ho nyina famano.
So it is not enough to put a tenth into the offering bowl.
It is
not enough.
Enade na ye masu wase enye se wudi edunu tuma wadwe o se wawie dabi.
Everything has to be subjected to kingdom use.
Aha nya wo ni nyinara. I was so way out, Jen said, when you could pump our demo will seek us some who would be.
So let's go to the subject, our text, and begin to break it down.
My uncle, some senior mubum raffle.
I want to extract for you 7 financial treasures that Jesus Christ gave in this parable of the talent. There is an equivalent parable called the parable of the minas in Luke chapter 19.
Na me pese yesuo bibi fa sa asem ya wonyankopon de maye adwapade ahoro ensun bi wo ma me pese yesua.
Number 1.
Nyedi kain.
The first treasure.
Nyedi kain.
Is that God gives to us according to our ability.
Onyankopon ohwe ya ho oden so eno de maye.
So the Bible says that the servant came to, the master came to 3 servants and gave 1 5, 1 2, and 1 to each according to his ability.
Wase wohine ne baaye no oma akwa baako enum baako miensa baako baako ensan ahoden a onia no wo.
Ability. Can we all say ability?
Ability.
Ability of human beings are given by God.
Na wonyankopon na ma onipa tumi a wode yade.
And they are linked to the purposes of their birth.
Na sede wonyame abo ne ni a wabo no ma ho ahoden.
In fact, when you have a natural ability or a spiritual ability, it's an indication of the purpose for your life, because God releases you into the world and he equips you with the ability to fulfill the purpose for your being on earth.
Hallelujah. Onyankopon wa ma o ma asase so kwa. Na sede talent a wo won ene kire eya no onyankopon dia soma o se fabra asase so wabo se.
So when he gave to them according to their ability, he was actually giving to them according to their lives, assignment or purpose.
Na se wonyankopon de ma obi ase de na ho ode tie no na ode ma wo mo se ewiase ya me de wa betumi me de wa tumu wo sentri binti eho aho ode ni.
That is why you must know that money, you do not have money, or God does not give people money to show their spirituality.
And I was so who said, when you come upon one mercy, Cassa, better as a word, away a crown crown.
That one servant of God is more spiritual than the other servant of God. That is why he has more money than the other church.
Now, what to mean, Cassa? As I say, where there was so many million to know what's the casting way, I was sorry.
That is why you must know that you should not be envious. You should not be bitter. You should not be competitive. You should not be comparing who has more money than the other, because our purposes are different. As you sit there right now, as you hear me right now, the assignment of God upon your life is different from the assignment of God upon your other brother, no matter how you are twins.
Yes. What a shock. Well, see, and it is when you go poma or bisika. Man, it's not one and she said, he. And Radia Dana Wama Wesika, now Wama Missika. Or be on the said, you're not born, and then you want to say Wamra Maye. And it was Juma over Baya was asked, so who's sicker? And when you go upon the Bama, and to my father who to Toby, my father who should be, as I said, Samoyanta from Pa, or be on any friend.
So money is not given to you for boasting that I have it.
Hey. And to one yame one mouse sikani se fanny nam se me yo sikani bele bele nti mi be wobi anshemi.
It doesn't give you money just to show that you are older. So when you are 40, then you have more money, and the person who is 38, I mean, God must give the 40 person more money than the 38, and you must have more money because you are the senior brother in your family, and your kid brother must not have more money, because if he does that, he's not being respectful and all that. God does not give according to age. He gives according to life's purpose.
Preach it. Wasi wonyankopon enye emfia no adehwe. Se wo ye bra panin wo fie nto wonyankopon so ma osika bebrebe. Na bra ketua no ma nisika ketua. Enye sa no nyame hwedi chesika. Wo kire nia wa bo ni nia wo sa wo beye. Ehu sika ne ehu aduade no de beba.
That is why you must channel your money into your life's assignment.
And nothing as it can be our wano. I was a word is central when you uncoop or a bow boy. You are sinum
in the kingdom use of money. You use money that comes to you into the purpose for your birth.
And it is what he numno. So what is it? Yeah, Juma and your central when you're me born. I wanna with this carnation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because whatever thing God tells you to do, he will support it. He doesn't support programs that are out of your own pride. He doesn't support programs that are of your own making and manufacture. He will support you as long as you align yourself to the assignment that you have in this life. Then you will attract all the money that is due, and then you will use money in a way that pleases the king.
Na wanyankopon enya de obema usika na wodi aye nneoma wankasa ube ebema nipa hu se wo ho eno omoa na mom se sente wanyankopon ba oni asumade ode asuma se brewi ase beye no uhie hu sika de aye de a ono nyame bema wanya.
So knowing your life's assignment and committing finances to it is the key to having all the finances that is due you and pleasing God in your use of it.
I notice say wo pese wo hu say there was say sika wanya no di adwuma e wo say wo hu ade wanyame asuma wo say brewi ase beye na wo benya hu sika so na wo di aye.
What are you using your money for?
Sika ne da na wo di ye.
Pastor, I eat it.
So for me di sika no ma me ho ba me.
Is your life assignment to eat?
Ana so wanya ko pon e fro di fro be wi asim say bra benya sika ne digu ye.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your